祝贺妈母亲节快乐。
Once again, Happy Mother's Day.
每一个人，我们想到妈妈的时候，我们就心里面就很感谢啊。
Well, everybody, when we think about our mom, we will feel so touched in our hearts.
这个记得去年我们放过一个短影片，叫做《世界上最辛苦的工作》。
Well, last year I remember show a video, talk about what's the hardest job in the world.
什么是世界上最辛苦的工作呢？
Which one is the hardest one?
你知道吗
？Do you know?
还记得吗
？Do you still remember?
就是做一个妈妈。
That's being a mom.
母亲是世界上最辛苦的工作。
Well, being a mother is the hardest job in the world.
也是最伟大的一个工作。
And it's also the most wonderful job.
在圣经箴言里面，上次我们讲到的经文就谈到31章，讲到财德妇人的一些描述。
Well, last time when we talk about in Proverbs, Proverbs 31st, talk about what is the noblewife of noble character.
那财德妇人，她就显示出她是一个贤惠的妻子。
Well, the wife of a noble character show how he can be a very good wife.
也是一个贤妻良母。
He's also a good wife, also a good mom.
她的这种种种的贤妻良母的德性
，all the good virtues，
是我们妇女姐妹们我们可以学习的一个榜样。
And that's all the sisters should learn.
当然也是我们今天我们妇女姐妹们我们所要面对的一个挑战。
And it's also the challenges many of our sisters face today.
我们知道做母亲的我们有很多的快乐的时光。
And we have a lot of joyful moments being a mother.
但是我们也有很多的难处的地方。
And also we face a lot of challenges and difficulties as well.
我不知道我们中间做母亲的你是不是有碰到过一些难处。
And among the mothers here today, have you ever faced a lot of challenges?
我相信一定有不少的母亲或多或少你都经历了很难的经历过的一些难处。
I think a lot of moms here today also face a lot of large or small issues in their lives.
或者现在你还是在那个难处的当中。
And maybe you are facing right now.
我们怎么样面对这些难处呢？
And how should we deal with these difficulties in our lives?
今天我们刚刚读过的圣经的经文《撒母耳记上》第一章。
And the verses we just read from the 1 Samuel chapter 1.
我们看到圣经中的一个母亲，她是怎么样来面对这些难处。
And we can see from the Bible how a mom in the Bible see how she faced the challenges and how she tried to find a way to solve the problem.
这一段经文里面有二十节经文，我们可以把它分作三个段落来看。
The verse we just read are total 20 verses, and we can divide in three parts.
第一个部分我们看到就是她承认生命中的一个难处。
The first part.She recognized the difficulties in her life.
把难处，第二个就是把难处能够带到神的面前。
The second part, she bring the difficulties before God.
最后就是她信靠神来解决她所面对的难处。
And the last one, she trusting God to resolve all the difficulties.
我们先来看看第一个部分，她承认生命中的难处。
Well, let's read the first, part, she recognized the difficulties.
她承认生命中的难处。
She recognized.
那么这段经文里面因为太长我们不念了哈，我就把这段经文跟大家来分这三个要点来跟大家一起
来看一看这一经文。Well, the verse is very long. I'm going to just summarize it.
在这里我们看到以利加拿这个人他有两个太太。
So we know this person, Elkanah, has two wives.
一个叫哈拿。
One called Hannah.
一个叫比尼拿。
The other one called Penina.
这比尼拿有儿女。
Penina has children.
但是哈拿没有儿女。
Hannah has none.
每逢他们去到示罗献祭的时候。
Every time when they went to Shiloh to give sacrifice.
以利加拿这个先生总是给哈拿的祭肉都是双份。
Hannah always give double portions of meat to Hannah.
因为他爱哈拿。
Because he loved Hannah.
那有可能说是因为这个哈拿是他第一个娶的太太。
Well, probably Hannah might be his first wife.
那么这个啊、他的比尼拿这位是他后来才娶的。
Well, Penina probably is the second wife.
那么哈拿他的难处是什么呢？
What's the difficulties Hannah faced?
就是耶和华不使她生育。
That Lord closed her womb.
在旧约时代，以色列人他们如果不能生儿育女的话
，Well, in Old Testament, the Israel when they can't have bear children,
看作是一种咒诅，也是女人的一个羞辱。
It's a curse and also it's a dishonor.
那么我看到哈拿在这段经文中，哈拿的难处。除了不能生育以外
Well, from the verses of the first part, Hannah's difficulty not only just this only issue that she can't have children.
再加上比尼拿因为嫉妒哈拿分得双份的祭物。
The other reason is that Penina also mock and irritated her due to jealousy.
他就常常的冷嘲热讽刺激他。
She often mock and ridicule her.
那么哈拿她哭泣不吃饭，心里就愁闷。
So Hannah wept and did not eat and felt downhearted.
照说哈拿虽然有这个不生育的这个无奈
，although Hannah had this problem which she cannot have children,
但是她的先生以利加拿很爱哈拿。
But her husband Elkanah loved her very much.
如果没有比尼拿来刺激他的话，哈拿也应该可以忍受这种痛苦。
Well, if the Penina did not irritate her, I think Hannah probably can bear this suffering.
所以哈拿被激动而有愁苦。
So Hannah was irritated and felt downcast.
以致她哭泣不能够吃饭。
So she wept and not eat.
但是我们看到哈拿她没有隐瞒她生命中难处。
Well, we can see that Hannah didn't hide her problem.
所以她哭泣出来。
So she wept.
她也不会因为她羞愧不能生育而隐瞒自己的难处。
Also, she didn't hide her problem because of ashamed of no children.
哈拿承认他生命中的难处。
Hannah admitted he had problems in her life.
虽然这个无比的压力在他心里成一个沉重的负担。
And this tremendous pressure has become a big burden on her heart.
作为一位母亲，通常我们都有一些难处的。
Being a mother, sometimes we have some difficulties.
我们有哪？他们有做母亲的有哪些难处呢？
And what are some problems we may face?
有怀孕的难处。
Sometimes maybe people have problems with pregnancy.
很多年轻的夫妇，当他们想要小孩的时候，就没有办法有小孩。
And many young couples, when they want to have a baby, but because of problem with the pregnancy, they may not.
可能需要花很多的时间，很多的金钱，想办法能够怀孕。
Well, they may spend a lot of time and money.To have an opportunity to bear a child.
也许因为妈妈身体很软弱，所以常常有的母亲怀孕以后，就小孩子就不能保持，就流产了。
Well, sometimes maybe mother because of weak physical conditions, so their a baby may be miscarried.
那么有些母亲她的儿女不听话。
And sometimes maybe their kids.Did not obey their parents.
不用功
Not working hard or study hard.
不好好学钢琴
And may not study piano.
不好好学中文
Or study Chinese.
或者说是到了青年期的时候
Or maybe when they were at their adolescence.
青少年叛逆的时间
And that's where they may have a lot of rebellion.
感谢主，我们的青少年非常的规矩
Thank God that our youth is pretty obedient.
你知道青少年当他叛逆的时候，他会穿着奇装异服。
Well, many the teenagers when they're in their rebellious age, they all dress very weird.
他会沉迷在网络里面。
They may addicted to internet.
电脑的游戏。
Or computer games.
交男女朋友。
Or about dating.
等等，这些都会造成妈妈心里面、内心里面的难处。
And all those could become a burden to the mother.
有的时候虽然孩子们都很听话，也很乖，也愿意学习，但是呢，可能他在学习中间碰到很大的难处。
Well, sometimes the kids may be very obedient to their parents. They study hard, but they still face a lot of problems in their study.
比如说我们有的孩子，我们觉得说他上了大学，可能他就完全独立了，可能也不会有什么问题了。
Well, many parents may think after their kids go to college, they become more independent, they shouldn't have any problem anymore.
但是我们中间的母亲，一定有些母亲觉得，哇，上了大学还更多的问题了。
Well, many mothers may feel after they go to college, they may have even more problems.
所以我们的祷告要更多了。
And we need more prayer.
所以我记得我女儿她上大一的时候
When my daughter went to freshman year in the college
她的她很想把功课弄得很好
She want to study she have a better grade
所以很努力的用功
study very hard
但是有一次在这个校园里面因为走路的时候有辆车子车子没有注意看到她就把她撞到了
She walked in the campus and she didn't pay much attention and there's a bicycle car hit her.
所以她就被车子拖到地下。
And the car dragged her to the ground.
所以她就这个起来以后还可以走但是呢她就受伤了。
She got up and she could barely walk.
当她打电话给我们的时候我奶叔她就很担心。
Well, when she called us, my wife is very nervous.
那么也在电话中也跟她讲话，问她的情形好不好，怎么样，有没有受到内部有受伤，怎么样。
And talk to her, ask about the situation, see if they have any injuries.
那么那一天一直到晚上都一直为她祷告。
For the whole day, even till night, my wife and I pray for her.
这是当妈妈看到孩子受伤的时候又这么远的距离不能去照顾他的时候这妈妈心里难处有何等的大。
So we can see what a challenge the mother faced when her daughter was injured and is so far away, so how hard it's on a mother's heart.
所以妈妈是母亲是有很多的难处的时候。
So we know that mom have,mother have a lot of difficulties in their life.
那么同样在这段经文中间一到八节我们看到这个以利加拿他的家庭是什么样的家庭。
Also from the verses we just read, what kind of family that Elkanah's family?
可以说他是一个这个以加拿他是一个敬虔而爱他妻子的一个家庭。
We can see that this is a godly family,And husband love wife very much.
以利加拿他恒心的常常的敬拜神。
Elkanah have worshipped God persistently, earnestly seeking God.
甚至他每一年都要长途跋涉的到示罗这个地方去敬拜献给神，敬拜献祭给神。
Even more so, he traveled all the way to worship and give sacrifice to God every year.
虽然哈拿没有给他生孩子
although Hannah didn't have any children
但是他仍然深爱着哈拿
and he loved her deeply
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
Dear brothers and sisters
我们是不是也要把我们的家庭经营成为一个充满了敬虔充满爱的一个家庭
Should we, each one of us should build our family a godly familyfilled with love.
让我们的儿女能够在这样的环境中长大成人。
So our children can grow up in this very warm environment.
所以我们做父亲的，我们是不是带着母亲，带着孩子们，我们一起来到教会来敬拜这位神。
So, be a leader, father. What should we take our wife, mother, and also children to worship God?
好，我们再来看第二个部分。
Well, the second part.
把难处带到神的面前。
Bring the difficulties before God.
当他们去敬拜，在示罗敬拜完了以后，吃喝完的时候，我们看到哈拿他不吃也不喝。
Well, after they worship at Shiloh, after they finish eating and drinking, but Hannah didn't eat anything or drink anything.
经文上讲，以利这位祭司，他坐在椅子，坐在他的位置上。
Well, the priest Eli sat on her chair, on his chair.
哈拿却站起来祈祷上帝。
Hannah stood up and prayed to Lord.
Hannah 把她生命中的难处带到神的面前。
Hannah brought the difficulties of her life to God.
她把生命中她所碰到的这么大难处把她带到神的面前。
And he brought such a difficult thing to God.
为什么她要把这个难处带到神的面前呢？
Why should she bring the difficulty to God?To God?
因为其他的人，甚至包括他很爱他的先生以利加拿，都不能解决他的难处。
Because none, even her husband, Elkanah can solve her problem.
他自己唯有站起来祷告天上的父神。
She can only stand up and pray to the Heavenly Father.
哈拿他痛痛的哭泣，祈祷耶和华。
So here said Hannah wept much and prayed to the Lord.
这痛痛的哭泣是表示她从破碎的心中发出来那个祷告。
He wept much. She wept much. This is the prayer from her broken heart.
哈拿祷告许愿说
，Hannah pray and make a vow.
如果神应允她的祈祷。
If God answered her prayer,
他就愿意把儿子归于耶和华，叫他终身服侍神。
And she's willing to give her son to the Lord and let him serve the Lord all his life.
那么哈拿他这样默默的祷告的时候，非常的迫切。
Hannah made the silent prayer and very earnest prayer.
连这里大祭司以利看到他的嘴唇不住的动，以为他喝醉了酒。
And even the priest Eli saw her lips moving and thought she might be drunk.
In 这一段对话中间啊，以利他听到了哈拿的解释以后。
Well, from this conversation, the Eli heard about the Hannah's explanation.
那么哈拿他就放心了。
And he will comfort Hannah.
而且应允他说神会听他所求的。
And he promised that God will listen to her prayer.
那么看到这段经文中间有几个他祷告的一些特点。
From the verses we just read, there are a couple of characteristics.
那么我看到在第一个就是哈拿在耶和华面前不住的祷告。
The first that Hannah has prayed to the Lord continually.
他的祷告就是要祷告到神愿意答应他的祷告。
Her prayer is that she's going to continue to pray until God answer her prayer.
她持续不断的祷告。
It's continue without stopping, interrupting.
她内心的重担让她没有办法停止向神来呼求祷告。
The burden of her heart cannot stop her from praying to God.
那么也看到这里讲到说，哈拿心中默祷，只动嘴唇不出声音。
Well, the second said Hannah prayed silently, move her lips without making any sound.
所以我们看到这里，哈拿她是心中的默祷。
And this silent prayer from Hannah's heart.
那么祷告必须从我们的心里面来出。
We know that a prayer must from our bottom of our heart.
我们常常都会祷告。
We know we all pray.
什么时候我们可以感受到我们真是从心里发出的祷告？
How many times we think about our prayer from the bottom of our heart?
神是监察我们心内心的。
God is the one who examines our hearts.
所以从内心里面的祷告是比什么都重要。
And it's more important to have a prayer that really from our heart.
祷告不管你的声音大小，神都可以听到。
Pray no matter how large or little your voice.
那么即使像哈拿他心中的默祷，那么神也会留意来垂听。
God will hear, and no matter even though the Hannah makes silent prayer here, God still listen.
那么这里看到他心中的默祷，所以祭司以利就以为他是喝醉酒了。
Well, since he makes silent prayer, and priest Eli thought he must be drunken.
但是哈拿怎么这样回答以利说？
And here's how Hannah responds to Eli.
她说不是这样，我心里愁苦的妇人，清酒浓酒都没有喝。
And she responds saying, I'm a woman who's deeply troubled. I've not been drinking wine or beer.
但在耶和华面前倾心吐意。
I was pouring out my soul to the Lord.
内心里面她有很多的心思意念。
Well, there are a lot of troubles, in her heart.
但他没有人可以倾吐。
He had no one to share.
很是痛苦。
She feel very.
他内心里面有愁闷，也没有办法向人倾吐。
Her heart is bitter, and he had no one to share.
但是感谢神，我们可以来到神面前，向神来倾吐。
Thank God that we can pour our heart to God.
那么最后我们看到这里说。他说所以祈求到如今第十六节。
Well, the verse 16 talk about that she has been praying here.
所以哈拿他一直祷告，坚持不懈，长期的在那等候祷告。
So you can see Hannah have prayed continually, persistently, and waiting for the answer.
我们很多时候我们自己的祷告有一些毛病，就是我们迫切祷告一段时间之后，我们就没有办法再就放弃了。
Well, sometimes we may have some problem in our prayer life is that we may pray earnestly for a short while and then we give up.
但是我们看到哈拿的祷告，他是祈求到如今。
And we can see from Hannah's prayer, he has been prayed till now.
他没有得到祷告的答应。他就持续不断的不会停止的继续祷告。
She won't give up until she heard the answer from God.
所以看到哈拿他的祷告是怎么样一回事。
So we can learn from Hannah's prayer.
我们自己有没有想过像哈拿把他的难处向神来倾心吐意呢？
Well, if we have ever brought our difficulties to God and pray to him.
并且你在祷告中你就晓得神会答应你。
And you know that in your prayer, you know God will answer or listen.
好，最后我们看第三个部分，信靠神来解决难处。
Well, the last part is that trusting God to resolve the difficulties.
哈拿说
Hannah said,
愿卑女在你面前蒙恩。
May your servant find favor in your eyes.
于是妇人去吃饭，面上再不带愁容了。
Then, Hannah went inside and eat without any feeling any, her face is no longer downcast.
那么哈拿她祷告到一个地步。
Hannah has prayed to the extent.
神借着以利向她说话。
And the Lord,Speak to her through Eli.
那么他把他心中的负担重担已经交托给神。
He had given his burden to Lord.
因此他就恢复了吃饭，并且面上再不带愁容了。
And so she can eat and her face is no longer downcast.
所以看到哈拿在这里，他对神有信心。
And we can see the trust, that Hannah has.In God.
他用信靠神的方式来解决他生命中的难处。
She solved the problem, by trusting God.
那么哈拿他回到拉玛以后不久他就怀孕了。
Well, Hannah went back, Ramah, and very soon, she was pregnant.
到了时候他就生了一个儿子。
In the course of time, he gave birth to a son.
哈拿给他取名叫撒母耳。
And she named him Samuel.
因为哈拿曾经恳求神赐给他一个儿子。
Because Hannah had prayed to the Lord that God give her a son.
而神也垂听了他的祈祷。
And Lord heard her prayer.
撒母耳这个名字有神听了我祷告的意思。
Well, the meaning of Samuel have this, Lord heard my prayer.
因为哈拿说这是我从耶和华那里求来的。
As Hannah said,This is the one I have asked the Lord for.
所以你的名字如果叫撒母耳，你晓得这是我从耶和华那里求来的。
So if your name is Samuel, you know that's what your mom have asked the Lord for.
哈拿奉献他自己的儿子来终身服侍神。
And I have dedicated Samuel to serve the Lord all her life.
我们怎么样学习他的榜样呢
？How we can learn from Hannah？
诗篇一百二十七篇第三节说
，In Psalm 127
儿女是耶和华所赐的产业，所怀的胎是他所给的赏赐。
Sons are heritage from the Lord; children are reward from Him.
儿女是耶和华所赐的产业。
Sons are heritage from the Lord.
神的话怎么告诉我们
？That's what God told us.
儿女是耶和华的产业。
Children are her heritage from the Lord.
其实我们自己都是属于神的。
And even ourselves belong to God.
因为我们的动作、生命、气息都在乎神。
Our behavior, our thoughts, and our breaths belong to God.
我们作为母亲的，我们怎么样教导我们的儿女
？Be a mother, how to learn to teach our children.
我们怎么样教导我们儿女能够爱神，能够来服侍神
？Teach them to follow God and love God and serve Him.
我们把儿女奉献给神，就像我们跟随主、献身跟主一样的。
Well, when we dedicate our children to God, just like we dedicate ourselves to Jesus.
这是讨神所喜悦的。
This was pleasing to God.
所以有的教会就这个儿童的奉献礼。
Well, in some churches, they may have a dedication for children.
我们教会以后也可以来做这个部分。
In the future, our church may adopt that too.
你奉献并不是说你就一定要做牧师做传道人。
Well, dedication to God doesn't mean that you must be pastor or ministers.
而是说能够献上自己为主耶稣而活。
But it means that you want to dedicate yourself and to live for Jesus.
一生能够服侍这位神。
And in to serve him through the rest of your life.
今天我们做父母的愿不愿意把我们的孩子像哈拿一样奉献在神的面前呢
？Today, we are all parents. For the parents, whether we want dedicate our kids to God, just like Hannah did,
还是我们让我们的儿女继续走这个世界的道路呢
？Or we may just let our kids follow worldly path.
是不是我们自己对神的认识还没有那么清楚呢
？Or we didn't understand God's willing that closely.
当我们信靠这位天上的真神的时候
，When we trust in this heavenly Father，
当我们信主的时候
，When we accept Jesus，
当我们说我们跟随主的时候
，When we say we like to follow Jesus，
我们还是继续走世界的道路吗
？In the meantime, we still follow the worldly path。
当我们的教导孩子的价值的观念还是在世界的道路的时候。我们怎么样他让他能够爱神怎么样让他能够认识神怎么样他的个性上面品格上面能够转换呢
If we only teach them worldly values to our kids, how can we change their mind to do according to the Bible?
所以我们鼓励我们的做母亲的
I encourage all our mothers
把自己的孩子能够献身给神
That can give their children to God.
他有他自己在这个世上神给他安排他一生的道路。
And our children have their own path in their lives, and that's what God have decide.
他们不管他们做什么样的工作，
no matter what kind of job they do,
他们都是以荣耀神享受他的一生。
They will enjoy their life by serving the Lord, glorifying God.
所以我们自己在思考我们教导孩子的时候，我们要晓得我们怎么样的一个是神所让我们教导的方向。
Well, when we think about how we teach our children, we need to think about, reflect on how God, what will be a proper way that God, likes.
所以我们要带领孩子，让他看见他这一生所要跟随的是谁。
We should lead our children to know who they should follow in their lives.
他不是只听我们父母所教他的东西。
They're not only just teaching what parents teach.
他要看到父母所教他是从圣经所来的
真理。They should understand that parents' teaching come from Bible, come from God.
你愿意看到你儿女更能够在这个世上做一个更这个讨神喜悦的一个人吗？
Do you want your children to be a person that pleasing to God?
我们自己要怎么样能够做他们的榜样？
And how we can be a good example to them.
这世界一切都要过去，但是神的话永远长存。
This whole world will disappear, but God's word will last forever.
所以我们的世界观，我们的价值观怎么样转变？
Our worldly view and our belief system need to change.
所以当我们生命中遇到艰难的时候，困难的时候，
When we face our challenges in our lives,
所以我们要承认我们生命中遇到的难处。
We need to recognize the problems.
其次，我们要把这些难处我们带到神的面前。
Secondly, we need to bring those troubles and problems to the before God.
向神祷告。
And pray to God.
像哈拿这样的一个祷告。
Like how Hannah prayed.
然后我们用以信靠神的方法，能够来解决我们生命中的难处。
Then we trust in Lord to solve the problems.
我们结束的时候，我们来看一段影片。
I'd like to show you a video.
前一阵子我们看过这个叫做战争房间。
Well, a few weeks ago, we showed a movie War Room.
那里面有一段很精彩的祷告。
And there's a very very good prayer.
所以我们可以跟这个祷告，学习这个祷告。
We can learn from this prayer.
我们为这一代的年轻人，他们来祷告。
We can pray for this generation.
在这个弯曲背谬的时代，他们怎么样做一个中流砥柱
？In a perverted world, how they can stand strong?
能够荣耀神
，glorify God，
能够服侍神
，and serve God，
能够跟随主
，follow Jesus，
让他们这一生是一个丰盛的一个生命。
So they have a abundant life.
好，我们就来看这段影片。
So let's watch this.